This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora, assalamu alaikum and hello friends. Welcome to Global Kids with Khaled on ORFM Youth Zone, where we explore the world together through stories, adventures and smiles. Assalamu alaikum and hello everyone. Welcome back to Global Kids with Khaled. Today's guest is someone I've been really excited to talk to because she's honestly one of those people who makes you think, wow, how do you do so much? Her name is Asma Azhar and she's the president of Pakistani Association of Wellington. And in a short time, she has brought so much energy and done so many good things for the community. And she's not only a community leader, she's also a super accomplished researcher with a PhD in linguistics, which means she studies language in a really smart way. Also, she's originally from Pakistan, and she's been living in New Zealand for nearly a decade now. So today, we're going to talk about her journey, her life in New Zealand, community work, and of course, we'll play some fun games too. Asma, welcome to the show. How are you today?
Thank you, Khira. That was very lovely and comprehensive intro, by the way. I'm all right.
Okay, let's get started for our first segment. Mm-hmm. Around the World with Khira. Asma, I want to start from the beginning. When you were growing up in Pakistan, what were you like as a kid?
Unlike you, I would say. Not very exciting at that time, but we had different fun. And lots of it was around, you know, creating spaces, doing debates, then dramatic societies, sports, and lots of fun around those spaces where it was more around literary. Yeah, there was not much social media at that time, so we had things to do. Yeah,
very good physical games. What's one thing about Pakistan that you'll always carry in your heart, no matter where you live?
Good question. I'll say my love for my homeland, number one, and still feeling for the people who are there. So wherever I live, I will still be carrying that with me.
Oh, that's so nice. If you had to describe Auckland, Christchurch, and Wellington in one word each, what would you pick?
For Auckland, I will say probably very dynamic, vibrant community. Christchurch, very well-knit, very close to each other. And Wellington is, I will say, very commercial in approach.
Very great word. What do you love most about living in New Zealand now?
In one word, if I had to put it, I would say probably the kind of opportunities it offers me and the inclusivity it carries as an environment. Probably that's something I would love the most here.
Yeah, me too. I really love the environment and the weather's a bit changey because it changes really quickly, but I like New Zealand. Okay, you have a PhD in linguistics. For kids listening, what is linguistics in a simple way?
My PhD is actually heard in the transcription of a side of the story, the reading ability of the children, right? So it becomes under the education broader term, but it is a linguistics degree, right? So I would say it is to understand that how a language ability can bring, you know, can hinder or can bring something out of your, you know, exposure, you can say, like, I mean, how you can well explain yourself and then how can you put yourself together into words. So it's a beautiful ability, I would say. But linguistic in overall terms, I mean, can hinder or can probably prosper you in so many ways. So that's about it mostly.
Yeah. So do you have a word you love? It can be Urdu, English, or any language. A word that sounds beautiful or means something special.
I quite like word hub, right? It means hub. That is in Arabic.
Hmm.
I mean, but its language family comes to Urdu as well, and that is from Mohabbat.
Hmm.
So it's a part of it, right? So I quite like that because it is to spread your message of love to everyone.
Hmm.
So I like that.
Yeah, it's a very good word. Even though I don't know about it, you explained it in a really good way. What made you choose a PhD? Was there like a moment you thought, yes, this is what I want to do?
Okay, that brings back a lot of memories. Actually, I was already doing a PhD from Pakistan. I withdrew it when I moved to Christchurch at that time, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Why did I start it? Because one reason I wanted to pursue my career as an independent woman. And the other part was, obviously, I had some responsibility being mother of three. So I was thinking that probably I have to take my kids to a place where there is more inclusion, there is more opportunity, and there is more fair and justice system that helps everyone to get their way.
Yeah.
So probably that was my main reason to move out from Pakistan, to get into a place, because I was still thinking that probably I would not be able to do much to change the system there in Pakistan. So probably I have to find a place where I fit in the most.
Mm.
So I chose New Zealand as my home.
Yeah, yeah. You did a great choice because New Zealand is a really beautiful place, really good environment, and really kind people.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Right.
Okay, now community stuff. You're the president of the Pakistani Association of Wellington. What does leading a community look like in real life?
This is, I will say, quite a challenging space, quite daunting in so many ways sometimes. I mean, you have to be very, very thick-skinned to be in that space as a woman. I sometimes use the term, not a waterproof jacket, but everything-proof jacket you have to put on to be in this, to make sure that you are able to deliver and you're not dragged into unnecessary and unhealthy conversations among people, right?
Mm,
so that's how you will ensure your end-to-end delivery of the initiatives, right? So you have to stay really focused, really organized. And really, you know, making sure that we are very objective of the opinions of the others and you're just doing your job. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great example. Like when you wake up on a normal day, what kinds of things are you dealing with?
My best time of the day is actually waking up really early in the morning and then staying quiet for a bit. Just, you know, putting myself together. I don't want to talk at the time. I don't want to do anything at that time. I just sit quiet for a really good amount of time, I would say. I don't want to see, and that is the only time of the day when I don't want to see anyone around me, including my kids, to be honest. That's my time, my thinking time.
Mm.
I'm in the best headspace at that time. I normally write at that time when I'm free, but I really feel like I start writing because I write a lot as well. And as part of my cathartic, you know, kind of interventions for myself to cope. I mean, it's a kind of a coping management system for myself, right?
Yeah.
So I do write a lot, and that's the best time that I do, and that's the best time I utilize to do these kind of things. Yeah.
Yeah, writing is a great opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And it really like brings back your memories, and just remembering them and writing them is like really good. And especially when you, like, after a long time, then you find your book where you wrote stuff, and then you can read it out, and you can read it, and then that great feeling where you remember all your memories. And what's been the happiest moment for you as a community leader so far? Like, a moment you thought, this is why I do it.
I would not say particularly that moment, but I'd say there are many, many occasions along the way where I felt like probably reward was not too big. I don't want to put things into a very materialistic kind of, you know, note. Or, oh, I won that community award and I won that community award. Yeah, that was also part of my journey as well. But I think when somebody comes to me and says that, Asma, you are doing a really good job and just keep doing that, right? That simple note of kindness makes me really happy.
Yeah.
I feel like that's the thing probably I'm looking forward to. I'm not looking forward to, you know, big things. I quite like it when, you know, people come back to me and say, like, just keep doing this, Ma. You're doing a great job. You don't need to get out of this space, right? Just write things that as you are doing. And yeah, so I am not a kind of a flashy person, but I quite like simple words of kindness sometimes.
Yeah, like one small act of kindness can, like, bring you to so many things and make you so happy for, like, so many days. What's something you're really proud of that your association has done recently?
I think quite materialistic at this occasion. I'm trying to build a kind of a wider society's model. I feel like we have got a great history over here as Pakistani community. We are very hardworking people, mostly very professional, and mostly highly skilled migrants that come from, you know, Pakistan to New Zealand, right? Mm-hmm. My understanding is we probably have not yet been able to capitalize as a community our opportunities here in New Zealand. Mm-hmm. So probably bringing all associations together to work through the process that how best we can, you know, support our community since it's growing. It's getting bigger and bigger every, you know, with every passing day. So how best we can support our people over here and what kind of advocacy groups we need to, you know, establish going forward in future, right? So I have established recently a kind of a working kind of space for Pakistani associations. And I'm very proud to say that probably in last 1 year's time, we have been quite oftenly visiting each other as an association from one group to another, one city to another, to join others' events in other cities, which is kind of a, you know, very, it's kind of a rarity in associations, you know, history over here. People don't quite work in silos, and that's the kind of environment that I'm trying to remove from the space. Collaborative approaches where we talk more, we help each other more. We see that what kind of challenges I've been facing and how I can help the other association to, you know, not to have those kind of challenges in the community. So that's a space I think I'm feeling quite proud of at the moment. It's very fluid, very, you know, in an infancy stage at the moment. But personally, I think if I've been able to form up more fully in its full vision, probably it will be something which I will... I would like to leave as a legacy behind. Yeah.
And last one for this segment. If you could plan the dream Pakistani Community Day in Wellington, what would it include for kids, parents, and everyone?
Ooh, that's something I'm not sure I would be logistically able to do at some point. I have been, you know, dreaming about it since maybe 5 years ago kind of time frames where I feel like I want to create a space, Pakistan festival kind of space or Pakistan something, you know, where we should invite all Pakistanis wherever they are in New Zealand, right?
Yeah.
To one space and just, you know, have a fun family day kind of environment just for the sake of community. And it certainly will offer a lot. I work a lot. Your mom definitely knows I'm an educationist as well. So I quite like to have, you know, some kind of initiatives for the kids always in my space because I like to nurture people. I'd like to develop people, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's my happy place. So you would assume I would, if God permitted me at some point, and logistically it is possible, I probably would have to have a wider community, Pakistani community kind of festival where we can mingle more. Yeah.
And now it's time for the fun part. My favorite Khiritz Kids Corner.
Sure.
Khiritz Kids Corner. Okay, Asma, now it's time for the fun part. Quick answers and no long thinking. Would you rather have a remote control that changes the weather or a remote control that changes your mood to happy?
Ooh, changes my mood to be happy always.
That's really great. Would you rather have a backpack that has everything you need or shoes that never get tired?
Shoes.
That never get tired?
Yeah.
Yeah, great choice. Me too. Would you rather be able to understand every language in the world or be able to speak to animals?
I'm quite a language person, so probably I will go for more understanding more languages to understand people.
Yeah, me too. Would you rather have a magic pen that turns your thoughts into words or magic wand that turns your words into reality?
My words into reality, obviously.
Yeah, me too, because I don't want people to see my thoughts. and then I can get anything I want because I'll just say it. Would you rather have a tiny dragon that sits on your shoulder or a tiny robot that follows you around?
Oh, no, I would love to have a tiny dragon.
Yeah, me too. follows you around is a bit creepy.
I don't like people to follow me around.
Yeah, me neither. Would you rather be able to pause time or go back to in the past, like rewind?
No, I would like to move forward.
Okay. Okay, tell me which one is your favorite and why. Which question was your favorite?
Which question today? I quite liked your, question to ask me around what is the big thing that I like
about the community?
About community,
That was a great question too.
I quite liked that.
Now we're going to be playing a game called This or That. But I don't know if it's going to be hard for you, but let's just go. Mangoes or strawberries?
Mangoes, always.
Yeah, me too. Biryani or burgers?
Can I go for both?
No.
Okay, so probably biryani.
Biryani? Okay. Chai or coffee?
These days, chai.
Yeah, me too. Park picnic or movie night?
Park picnic, always.
Yeah, me too, because I don't like really homey stuff. I like going outside. Mm-hmm. Surprise gift or surprise trip?
Surprise trip.
Yeah, me too. Trip is more and more engaging.
Fun.
Yeah, fun and engaging. Chips or popcorn?
Chips.
Now we're going to be playing this game called Finish the Sentence. And the best kind of day is when?
When I'm able to write at my best.
I laugh the most when?
When I'm around people.
If I had a magic door, I would open it to?
Everyone.
A food I can never say no to is?
Mild barbecue. Not the spicy barbecue.
Yeah, me too. I'm not that type of spicy person. If I could make one rule for the whole world, it would be?
Don't enter into others' periphery. Let people live.
Yeah, that's really good. Now we're going to play a 10-second to make a tiny story using these three words. And we're just going to do one game because, You want to try it?
Yep.
Phone, cat, holiday.
So I have to make a story?
Yeah, like into like a big to a big sentence, but a small story.
Phone, cat, and?
Holiday.
Holiday. I phoned my friend to bring her cat on our holiday plan.
That's great. Now let's talk about serious stuff and move into some talking.
Yeah.
Let's talk life. Asma, when you were doing your PhD, did you ever have days where you thought, this is hard, this is hard? What did you do on those days?
I would be very honest. I did not see that it was hard, but I saw it was very challenging, right? So challenging when I say in the sense because when you are a mom of three, you have different, you know, kind of responsibilities at home. So it becomes really tough sometimes to, you know, make your deadlines and all that, right? So what did I do? I took pauses. I took a lot of pauses to, you know, reset myself, to allow myself to work on my journey in my way, not that as a competition to win some race from others.
Yeah.
So I took a lot of pauses in my PhD journey. I did not really complete it straight away in 3 years' time and all that, right? So that was my strategy to get it through.
Yeah, such a great strategy. What's something small you do that helps you stay organized or calm when life is busy?
I set up my own priority list for that. I see that which task that I need to do today is the most important in my list and needs my, you know, more attention. So that's just the focus plan at that time. And then one step, one time at kind of strategy, and let's just move on. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's hard, like choosing different things. And if a kid loves learning and asking questions, what would you tell them to keep that confidence?
Just keep asking questions, right? Don't stop it. Whether somebody likes it or not doesn't really matter. So just be, you know, somebody who is able to question, who is able to think. So if you are able to ask questions, I think you should not be worrying about anything.
Yeah, like when they ask questions, it probably means that they're trying to be wise and try to learn that thing.
Yeah.
What do you think makes someone a good leader in a simple way?
Being a good listener.
Yeah, being a good listener, yeah.
Some people around you, mostly they want that how much you are listening to their problems and all that. You don't need always some kind of, you know, solution to those problems. But I think even that ability to listen to someone is something that brings you closer to people.
Yeah, and if someone like doesn't listen, it kind of like drains your confidence.
Yeah, that's right.
What's one thing you want Pakistani kids growing up in New Zealand to feel proud of?
Feel proud of? Oh, I think you should be proud of the fact that your parents, us as a generation, has dropped on our own dreams to build your dreams. So you should be really proud of your families, your parents, because we had probably this generation, us as generation, had everything back in Pakistan.
Yeah.
But we look forward to having some more for you guys to make sure that you, when you grow up, you have enough opportunities and a very transparent and equitable kind of environment as well. So for that very thing, we have kind of dropped on our dreams and our thinking and, I mean, reestablish and rebuild our life from very scratch in another country. So you should be very proud of this generation, actually, Kharab, that they are not really putting themselves into everything. They are putting their kids into everything. Yeah.
Asma, thank you so much for coming to this show. I love talking to you today, and I feel like I've learned a lot too from you. And thank you for everyone listening to Global Kids with Khirid. Until next time, Kiora and Alafis.
Thank you, Kharab.
Thank you for exploring the world with me on Global Kids with Khirid on ORFM Youth Zone. Join me for more adventures next time. You can find our podcasts on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and on oar.org.nz. This is Khirid signing off. Kia ora, Allah Hafiz, and goodbye.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.